Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome aboard. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino here on a very busy Thursday. On tap over the next 3 hours, Brad Powers, professional sports bettor, college football handicapper, on the show in an hour. We'll get his pulse on the games coming up this weekend. In 90 minutes, Gino Toretta on the show. Huge game for his alma mater as Miami takes on Texas A&M this weekend. Mike Pritchard on the big game tonight, and Paul Charchian, Fantasy Football Hall of Famer, on this game and what to do in week two. Looking back at week one with fantasy teams, and Paulie, this game tonight is so outstanding. And to me, there's really no doubt why the NFL put this game in week number two. It's because it's the first game ever on Amazon Prime, and people are going to be looking for it still tonight, and they're not going to be able to know where to find the game. And they're going to say, wait a second, it's Chargers-Chiefs. I have to watch this game, so let me sign up for Amazon Prime that way and go find it.
How will it go tonight?
Probably not well.
Yes. I got to hear from everyone. VSiN. FTM at VSiN.com and tweet at us. I mean, if you're going out to a bar and it's a catastrophe, I mean, it could be bad tonight. What? Amazon Prime? What's that app? I don't know. How do I get this?
So we met three younger fellas from Texas, from Austin last week here at Circa. And one of them, I think it was Bryce, who reached out last night on Twitter and said, this is on Tuesday. He already called ahead to three different bars in Austin saying, are you going to have the game? It's going to be on Amazon Prime. All three of them. What is that?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
No, it's one example, but that's, you know, whatever. Yep. That could probably be nationwide tonight. But
Keep Austin weird.
It is what it is. And the total now in this game, 54 in most spots.
Yep.
Chiefs are 4. So as we talked about this week, I thought the number would go up from the opener, and it did. It got to 4.5, and then it's like, okay, is it going to come back to 4, and then we'll go back to 4.5? It's 4 at most books right now, and you love KC.
Yep, second week in a row, right back with the Chiefs. Doesn't look good for Jackson. Allen is out. Parham's out. And the other thing, to me, it comes down to, can the Chargers generate pressure and can they put pressure on Mahomes? and generate sacks, it's a whole different ballgame going from the bad offensive line that the Raiders had and the Raiders' performance in week one, and now you're going against the big boys in Kansas City. They've upgraded the offensive line. I don't think they'll be able to put pressure on them. The sack prop is 3.5 at one book, and I think Mahomes will be able to spread them out, pick them apart, play point guard again. Not that he's going to throw for 5 touchdowns again, but have a lot of success. They also have had no answer for Kelce, and Kelce was the man in that second game. Both games were classics last year, and they split. Road team won both. But I think they will win. They will cover. Kelce has a big game. Kelce goes over. And the Chiefs are the team to beat again in this division, trying to make it 7 division titles in a row. What say you?
Yeah, that number is right around plus 145 right now to win the division. If the Chiefs win this game tonight, I mean, you can kiss that number goodbye. It was only like plus 175 before the season started. But there is a lot of respect, obviously, for this Chargers team in the market. So the Chiefs have also covered 6 of 7 at home. And they have won their previous 6 home openers.
They
but as you mentioned,
yes.
Like it's very easy to sit here if you look back at the games last year and say the Chargers could have won both those games. They could have. But I could also probably come back and say, well, you can make the same case for the Chiefs because they had so many turnovers deep inside Chargers territory in that first game at Arrowhead.
Right. Good point. They lost that first game. They had 4 turnovers. That was a wacky game as well, which by accident, Staley got it right. It was tied late in the game, and he passed on a 48-yard field goal. I think it was 4th and 8. In any event, he went for it, and they got it. But then they threw a touchdown pass to Williams, missed the extra point. And you thought, well, maybe Mahomes has enough time, but that wasn't the case. So they won 30-24, but plenty of turnovers. And then then Staley definitely was the problem in the Thursday night game when Kelce walked it off at 190 yards, and they beat him 34-28 in overtime. And, you know, 4th and 2, not kicking the field goal before halftime. But the quarterbacks have put up sick numbers here. And you can just look at their props. Mahomes, 297.5 at some spots with his passing yard props. But, the question I have is this Kansas City defense. It's a big step up here, too, going against Herbert compared to Arizona, which what Arizona did, a lot of it was in garbage time. But they were 27th last year in yards allowed. So how much have they fixed this defense? Have they fixed it? And will they get stops tonight? It certainly helps, though, you're without – your best wide receiver or second best wide receiver.
Yeah, and as you are all well aware, they had to totally revamp the secondary. They got rid of, what, 3
yep.
of their key guys last year, and I say Keats because they had to play him, but there's no more Honey Badger, obviously. He's in New Orleans, and so they addressed that part of the team in the draft, and then the kid they took right away, Trent McDuffie, comes out. He has a great game last week against Arizona. He played 21 snaps in coverage, and Kyler Murray and the Cardinals did not target him a single time. Well, he's out. He's on the IR for 4 weeks.
Yep.
So now his backup comes in. He did allow a 6-yard touchdown last week, but that's now what kind of KC he's up against. But you have that kind of the unknown still, I would say, with this KC secondary going up against a team that's going to be without their best receiver. And then as far as Mike Williams, we'll do more on player props coming up in about 20 minutes or so. But as far as Mike Williams goes, I would, because he threw up a dud last week, based on what he has done and who he is in the NFL, I would anticipate him to turn it around tonight and be a target monster and probably have a good game.
Right. That was surprising. They didn't look his way much last week.
He played 62 out of 67 snaps last week and did nothing in the game.
I know.
And that was after Allen got hurt.
Yeah.
So that was strange. But don't forget again, last year, he had that huge game in week 3. It was 7 for 122 and 2 touchdowns. And he has killed this Chiefs secondary in the past. Again, it's new look secondary, obviously. But over 100 yards in 2 of his last 3 games against KC. So
Eckler have a big game? Maybe he's part of it. Dump it
I
off
think
to
so,
him.
Too.
Eckler maybe has 7 catches tonight or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I could see. Uh-huh. He played 49% of the snaps last week, which is like, why only 49% when they kind of needed him out there on the field? But I will give you this right now. He had 18 touches in the win against the Raiders. And last year, he averaged 17 touches, 95 total yards, and a score per game against the Chiefs. So I would think that that guy is going to have a big spot tonight. And also, like, so without Allen, and also the tight end is hurt, anytime touchdown tonight, maybe on Gerald Everett. I threw out Palmer yesterday.
Yes, you did.
And I'll tell you why coming up a little bit later on. But maybe a Gerald Everett first touchdown, 22, 25 to 1 territory.
Oh, someone's going to get paid tonight. That first touchdown of the game is going to be juicy because there's so many candidates.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we had the big ticket Monday night. At 50 to 1 here, but the first touchdown. I mean, there's so many guys you can choose from here, and now with Mahomes spreading it around. And again, he was awesome week one, 360 and five touchdowns. So was Herbert, 26 to 34 with three touchdowns. Do you agree that you don't see Bosa and Mack putting pressure on Mahomes? Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, it's a one-game sample size, and it was a, quote, revenge game for Khalil Mack.
Maybe they're just too much, and no one will be able to block him with that duo. That also could be, but I think Kansas City will slow him down, and Mahomes can scoot and move, and I think he'll be able to get it out fast and have a shorter passing game, too. And the other thing is, what does Andy Reid do with Butker out? Is he more aggressive? You know, they take more chances fourth and short.
They signed a backup kicker now.
Amendola, whatever his name is.
But do they maybe go for two tonight early on in the game? Yeah. Is that something to keep an eye on? Probably not, but it's Andy Reid and he is aggressive. I'll ask you this. Is it possible that it's again based one game. So I'm not going to get nuts here. I'm just going to ask the question right away. Is it possible Mahomes is better this year without Tyreek Hill?
Yes, it is. I thought people that said that were crazy, but yes. Right.
Because of the whole spread it around. He's not going to force stuff deep to Tyreek Hill. He's not maybe that's part of the reason why he struggled, you know, in the middle part of the season last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the way teams adjusted playing the safeties against this team, and I just didn't look the same right over the first four, you know, 3.5 years that we had with Patrick Mahomes. Looked like he was struggling quite a bit last year, and then it picked up at the end.
Yeah, it's got to be in the back of his mind too about, you know, I'm not getting the ball to the star player,
right.
It's like, and maybe he might say something to him from time to time.
Oh, I'm sure he's chirping.
Divas, but yeah, right. You know, I only have two catches. It's the third quarter. Or you know those guys, they always think they're open, no matter what happens. So I thought that was nuts, but that certainly is possible. But I think Kelce has a big game. How about Valdez-Scantling at 45.5? I think a lot of guys, he just spreads it around. Like both teams now, 11 different targets for the Chargers week one. 9 different players caught a pass. 10 different targets for Kansas City in week one. 9 different players caught a pass. That's beautiful.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. I can't trust that guy.
All right.
Like, he could catch one tonight for 73 yards right away, and hey, there's 6 on the board. Look at that. That was easy. But he could also drop one tonight, too. And then it's like, okay, now we're not going to go back to you very much tonight.
All right.
But no,
maybe Schuster then. Yeah.
Yeah, Juju had a lot of targets. He led the entire wide receiver core in targets last week and catches for the Chiefs. So I just think that this team, it looked...
Well, the other thing is quickly, if you're going to make the case about what wide receiver, maybe these wide receivers are open because Los Angeles is so concerned, as they should be, about, my God, Kelce embarrassed us in the last meeting.
Yeah, he's killed him.
I mean, yes, he has.
He's absolutely...
We've had no answer
them.
For Kelce. And so maybe, I don't blame him if they say, okay, Scantling or someone else has to beat us then.
Yeah. Did you realize that Travis Kelce has scored a touchdown in 7 consecutive games?
Not aware of that.
Going back to last year, that includes the playoff games?
Good info.
7 straight for him.
Yes.
So, and he just, I mean, I rewatched the game-winning score from the second game last year.
Oh, feel free to tackle somebody.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Embarrassing.
I mean, that was like, what, a dump-off, but it was like 10 yards down the field, and then Kelce took it to the house. It was a huge touchdown.
Yeah, they've had their number, though, and it goes back to trusting Andy Reid in the division and trusting Andy Reid here at home. They beat him 13-16, and one of the losses, they sat people in a Week 17 game and laid down.
Yep. So
that's one of the losses, too. They've had their number.
All right, kick off the football season with BetRivers Online Sportsbook. BetRivers is your go-to sportsbook for every line, boost, and special. Lace up every week and get BetRivers parlay insurance and touchdown insurance that they offer every single Sunday. Build a parlay of at least 4 legs, and if it loses, get your stake back as a free bet up to $25. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown on Sunday Night Football and get your money back as a free bet if they score at any time. Head to BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers app. It's a whole new game. Win, lose up next. I have one major rule when it comes to live betting sports. I stuck by it yesterday, and in doing so, it cost me nearly a 5-1 shot that came in. Details next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Abomination in New York. Mets get swept by the Cubs at home. Still a half game up because the Braves lost. Follow the Money Army says if you took $100 and rolled it over on the Cubs, you won $4,500.
Oh,
I believe it. Absolutely.
Yeah, I was thinking the other way last night.
Oh,
for
God.
People doing the,
oh, the Martingale?
The Martingale system.
Oh, my God. If anyone ever says that, just say, yeah, you're a bozo. I mean, how many units did you lose if you did the Martingale? I mean, DeGrom was $455 in one game alone.
Top of my head. I mean, that would be close to what, 13, 14 units probably? Well, no, because Bassett was $3, I think. You lost a lot.
You got to double up, though.
The Martingale. Well, no, if you double up,
the Martingale,
yeah, right.
Got to double up.
That, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you got to come back with what?
Well, then, 12.
Plus 30 units at least.
Yep.
How about this? Peekaboo, Rockies plus 220. Cease got beat. Getting interesting. Now Verlander's coming back, though. Verlander comes back. McClanahan's back today. Verlander back Friday. Valdez still has has a pulse. Cease got beat. Typical White Sox. Just when you think they're in it.
Oh, that's a bad loss.
Yes, it is. Rockies stink on the road. Freeland shut them down. Bad job. Unders 11-4 last night. Chelsea Salzburg draw plus 430. What has happened to this organization and club? Chelsea couldn't score with Jenna Jameson. What a disgrace.
They wouldn't want to today.
No. Fair. Good point. Benfica plus 230. They beat Juventus. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. Great videos as always. Send them in. We'll put you on television. Help one another out. The community needs to come together. The turtle on its back. Little help. Look how they all come in. They all come in. Let me help my buddy out here. Look at this. There's like 10 of them. Help a friend in need indeed. Look at this. And they flip them over. Look at this. Team effort. All of them come in. There you go, buddy. And they flip them back over. He's good. Turtle on its back? No good. I mean, it's just...
No, I love it. I've seen this before.
Oh,
it's very good.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't know what to do. I don't blame him. He's drawn dead. But then everyone comes
Isn't
in.
Isn't that something like their natural instincts completely surround him?
Well, they would know.
So they know he's not... Well,
my fellow turtle.
Right. Just you go this way and flip him, and we're going to be able to balance him on this side, and it's going to work out.
Good to see. A lot of pride in the turtle community. That is awesome. They all come in, and it's a group effort.
What's a
flipping them over.
What's a group of turtles called? Any idea?
No. I always love these videos. The dog, when the dog discovers there's a mirror, and who is that guy? It's the dog's looking at the mirror, and he's like, coming in, and now he's running, doing laughs about, is that, who's this guy? Is that, Is that rhythm goes on? He's like just playing the piano on the carpet, going back and forth. But who is that? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That is great.
Okay, bar bet tonight. When you go out and watch the game, if it's on TV,
right.
You could give somebody 1,000 guesses they're not going to get this. A group of turtles is known as a bale.
Really?
Yeah.
Good to know. All right. Let's go to New York City. Homeless Harry. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. Harry says, hey, give me the ball. I'll hit it from here. Pick it up. The hoop's way out there. It's from Curry Land. See where the hoop is? If you see the video? He picks up the ball. Gives it to Harry. Harry, from way downtown. Bang! Nothing but net. And Harry's feeling himself. He's running in traffic. You're going to get hit, Harry. He's running down the street in New York City with the playground. Look at
well,
that.
I love the way the guy does the soccer move to give him the ball.
That was fun,
and
too.
And he's on the cell phone, sure.
Yeah, right. He's like, hey, pick the ball up. I'll knock it down. He goes, what? Give me the ball. I'll knock it down. He goes, all right. And he picks it up, and Harry nails it. That'd be something if he hits that, and then he gets hit by a car. He ran into traffic
yeah,
right
be
down
hilarious.
The street.
Yeah.
I mean, that, come on, Harry. You're better than that. One, lose some. What happened with you here and then the soccer? Now, I thought you were watching.
No.
The Champions League, Man City.
That's why I wanted to know, like, because I sent you a text. I was out running errands yesterday, but, you know, I have a million alerts set up, like, on my phone and on my watch. The one big rule that I stick to when it comes to live betting is I must be watching the game.
Yeah.
So I noticed Man City, after I got these alerts, they're down 1-0, and it's probably in the 73rd minute. So I look at the live odds. They're plus 450, plus 460, goes all the way to plus 480. I put it in the queue, and I'm like, nah, I'm now... Something could have happened. I don't know. Maybe Halad is out of the game, right? Maybe somebody got hurt that I don't know of. I don't fire on it. And then, yep, they come back and win 2-1 for sure.
I haven't watched soccer my whole life. But I'd say 10 years I've been a soccer fan. That's a top 5 goal of my lifetime.
I don't know how. I mean, to go that high?
With his leg and kick it in like that?
The side of his, yeah. The wrong side of his foot?
The Wayne Rooney bicycle kick goal. Was so
well, that's
but this thing was incredible to give Man City the win.
I can't believe
he did that.
Yeah, don't you really have a true appreciation for the degree of difficulty of some of these goals that we get?
Yep, I do. Absolutely. Lose some? I'm proud of my fellow people here. Mama Bear and the Cubs, it's a bad beat. You know, the Bear is trying to cross the road with the Cubs, and they just want to run back into the forest all the time, back into the woods, right? She brings it up. She got the bear by the neck. And then she has to get the other one. But then the other one goes back. And it just rinse and repeat, right? I mean, she only get one. And then he wants to go back into the woods. But the whole thing, my takeaway was, look at all the cars backed up. But everyone understands we got to wait for the bear to cross. And no one, you'd think someone would go rogue. Thank God. I thought for sure someone would say, okay, that's it. I have to go.
I'm going to go help the bear out?
No.
I'll go
drive
by.
No, just take off and drive by.
I thought...
Everyone said, let the Bears and the Cubs cross. I'm good. And you see how long the traffic is, and they're
going
to wait.
Now, look at this little fella again going back.
Oh, sure,
No, Mom. Not right now.
Yeah.
I'm surprised somebody did not get out of their car to go try to help and go pick up one of the Cubs.
That's a good point.
And then it would have been like game over.
Right. Good call. One bad beat. Rangers were $1.55. They led 5-1. And two outs, two strikes in the ninth. They blew it. The A's came back to win. That is a great video. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250 match. Learn more at betrivers.com.
Okay, so there is another contest out here in town. It's called The Last Man Standing.
Yes.
So it's been going around for like 15, 20 years or so.
Pat yourself on the back.
This is the contest that I won with a buddy of mine back in 2006. About 960 people in it. We split a little bit more than 17,000. Now it's been...
You're the reason it's very popular, too. You're on
it ballooned up
on the radio talking about it all the time.
Yeah, gave him a lot of pub on that one. But regardless, it ballooned up to like 85,000. Now it's been $100,000, $150,000 for many, many years. So if they made the Chiefs tonight 3.5, I was going to go all in.
Were you?
But they made KC 4.5.
There's some tough numbers. I saw it.
But you have the numbers here. This is why it's so amazing.
2,900 entered the college football last man standing. It's $25. No ties. You win or go home. Buy four, get one free. It's down to 1,500.
There you go.
6,280 entered the NFL last man standing. It's down to 2,985.
More than
you're
half the field.
Usually going to get rid of half the field every single week.
Yep. And that this year in the pro, more than half.
Yep.
And that's, you pick one game against the spread. So it's like a survivor, but you have to use the point spread. And if you win, you advance. If you lose, that's it. And you can get up to 5 tickets in the entry.
Yep.
It's like $100 to get in.
That is something. Half the field out in both.
Yep.
Right.
I have 3 left. I went 3-2.
Did you?
The Eagles -3.5. That one's going to come back and haunt me.
That'll sting.
Yep.
You were going to shove. Not bad. Anthony Curtis says that's the right strategy. Until you get later in the season.
I've done that before.
On all of them.
Yeah. I've done that before for a few weeks anyway, and it did pay off until I split it up a little bit. But yeah, they had to go 4.5, so now I kind of changed my mind. But I'm with you, though, tonight. I do like the Chiefs in this game.
Yeah.
I do like them. And to your point, and again,
well, the injury, I mean, and no Allen's enormous. And plus, if you don't have Jackson, that's a big deal. Plus, they've had their number, and I just think, I mean, Mahomes was so good, and that offense was so good last week. But I think they'll be able to slow down Bosa and Mac while they were great. I don't think the Chargers played that well either. You know?
No, they could have lost the game.
I mean, they were +3 in the turnover battle, and the Raiders have the ball with a chance to win.
Yep.
That shouldn't happen.
Yep, yep. Now, this is, you know, clearly more narrative than anything else. But don't you kind of think, after watching the Chiefs, all these teams in the preseason, again, punted. Like, no, we're not going to go play our starters. We're just going to go out there and take it easy. We don't want to get hurt. We'll be okay in the regular season. Meanwhile, KC came out there, and Mahomes and Reed, like, Mahomes played in two different games. And I remember watching the game against the Bears, and it was like right down the field, and it was crisper than ever. And then you saw what that meant in week one. Now, did that have a correlation? Maybe it did. But it feels to me, like reading the tea leaves, that he knew, like he heard everybody talk in the offseason about, oh, there's no more Tyreek Hill, then Hill goes to Miami. Miami, Tua is a more accurate quarterback. He can be better than Mahomes. Like, he hears all this stuff, right?
Sure, sure.
And it's just like in his head, he's like, okay. You know what? I forced it to him because he was chirping at me all the time, and he is one of the best targets in the entire sport. But let me show you something. When this guy is no longer on the team and we address the position in free agency and in the draft, and I still have Travis Kelce,
yep,
I'm going to go out there and I'm going to eviscerate the entire league.
That's right.
You want to count me out? Good. I'll play in the preseason. You're not going to stop me. In week one, here's 46 points on your face and 5 touchdowns.
Yep. Has to be aware of it. If he doesn't see it, people are going to tell him. Family members, teammates, whatever. Of course you would. Hey, look at this. What do you think of that?
He also,
can you believe this guy?
And we talked about it, and we criticized the guy a lot last year because he wasn't the same player for a long stretch.
No.
And the defenses appeared to catch up. He heard all of that as well.
You know, Rivers had that incredible run when he was with the Chargers in December. I mean, Mahomes is 13-2 in September. He's had 3 touchdown passes in 12 of the 13.
It's truly
ridiculous.
Amazing.
Ridiculous, yeah, his September run.
Yep.
So what a way to start the Thursday schedule here, and I'd expect fireworks with that big total.
Well, yeah, because the Chargers have had no solution for this guy either.
No.
I mean, he's put up great numbers, and that ties into Travis Kelce. You mentioned in the first segment, we expect Kelce to go off again tonight. Although Derwin James, you know, back into the secondary now for the Chargers could be, you know, a kind of a solution for tight ends there for opposing teams. But Kelce's numbers tonight, how he has killed this team in the past, and other great numbers to look at for tonight's game coming up here and Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get full access to everything we do with VSiN Pro. We get the daily picks at a glance. We recap the top plays made by the hosts and guests, 24/7 video, the weekly college and pro football matchup guides covering every game all season long, pro tools like the exclusive betting splits and the pro tips updated every hour with actionable insights to up your betting game. Get the discounted rate through the Super Bowl for $175 or 50% off the monthly price with an annual subscription, and bet smarter all year long. VSiN.com/subscribe.
All right, some notes that we have on individual players tonight and their props overall. Talked about Herbert, how he's been great against this team in his career. Remember, as a rookie, when he came in that first game, Tyrod Taylor got hurt. The pain injection,
yeah, right?
The painkiller, like, punctured his lung.
Yeah.
So I get in there, and he won the Rookie of the Year after that. They almost beat the Chiefs in that game, and nobody gave him a chance whatsoever. But he totaled 6 touchdowns last year passing against this team, and he scooted one in on his legs as well. Mahomes now, his rushing prop is around 17.5. Last year, he ran for 32 and 45 yards in the two games. What if Bosa and Mac are getting around to him on the edge? And he's like, okay, I don't see anything open. They're getting me. I'm going to take off tonight. And goes over 17.5, possible. But he's been just awesome against his team as well. Clyde Edwards-Helaire tonight, his rushing prop is 46.5 yards. I will give you from last week. He only had 39% of the snap share, 10 touches, that was it, but 2 touchdowns. Now, keep in mind that the 2021 defense for the Chargers allow the seventh most total yards and third most touchdowns to opposing running backs, but it is a newly revamped defense like we've talked about. He did have one of his best games last year against his team. He ran for more than 100 yards and a score that came through the air. So he was good. Juju led all KC receivers in targets, 8, receptions, 6, and yards, 79. And again, Mahomes, 6 passing touchdowns in 2 of the meetings last year. If no J.C. Jackson tonight, Juju could have a big game. Josh Palmer is in the 20-1 range to score the first touchdown for the Chargers, but that's for the game. In 2 games last season, when the Chargers were without either Keenan Allen or Mike Williams, he had at least 5 receptions and a touchdown in both the games. And I'm seeing him as high as plus 285 just to score in the game tonight.
What do you think of Carter? He had 60 yards last week.
So, yeah, he did. And that surprised me. And just paying attention to the fantasy world, I mean, people are just like, this is not a spot for him tonight. And I don't know why, but that's just what fantasy people were saying. I don't know if I want to take it and leave it at that. Or
Williams was supposed to have a big game last week based on his matchup, and they didn't hardly looked at him.
And again, Travis Kelce, he just keeps getting better somehow the way it seems. 8 catches, 121 yards, and a touchdown last week. The Chargers allowed the most fantasy points at tight ends last season. Again, that was without Derwin James. And they gave up 79 yards to Darren Waller last week. In both of Kelce's games against LA last year, he had at least 100 yards in each game, and he had a 2 touchdown performance as well.
Mm-hmm.
So no surprise here, his receiving yardage prop is on the uptick tonight.
I like largest lead under 16.5. They're going to just blow them out? Wow, that seems high. Also,
it's higher than normal, yeah.
Yeah, based on what happened last year and how Staley coached both games, and you see a total this high, you have field goals 3.5, and you also have longest field goal 46.5 yards, and you don't have Butker. So is he? You have to change the way you think and play against the Chiefs, much like the Bills did in the playoff game.
Doesn't it make you want to go under?
Yeah. I mean, you can't, you're bringing a knife to a gunfight here.
Yeah.
You can't kick field goals here on the road and expect to win. And he did the right thing on the road. And they won 30-24 last year.
I would expect are they going to be, who knows? I mean, but a 46.5 yard field goal tonight?
Shenanigans maybe before halftime, I guess.
Yeah.
Game winner or something, I don't know. But I definitely like under 3.5 field goals, though. How this could be an aerial assault. How it plays out.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm with you. How about some same game parlays that you can find at DraftKings? I'll throw these out there.
Right.
Austin Eckler, anytime touchdown scorer. For him to go 60 yards or more on the ground. Mike Williams, 70 plus receiving yards. That's plus 550 tonight.
Okay. Like that?
Yeah, that could happen.
Right.
How about Kelce, anytime touchdown scorer. Kelce to have at least 85 yards receiving, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire at least 50 yards rushing is plus 425.
I want to put something else with Kelce.
So would I. I don't trust Helaire to get 50 yards rushing tonight. And then you can combine the two teams.
Just give me another wide receiver. I'll take another wide receiver over. Or I'll take Mahomes over 2.5. Is it 2.5? 2.5 touch?
Yeah.
How about Herbert? He's 1.5 over 220.
I know, I saw
touchdown
that.
Touchdown passes.
Right, right. Well, these are the ones that they have as their quick same game parlays, not with me trying to mix and match. The one that they're offering when you click on the link is over 54.5 points for the game. Kelce to score and Eckler to score is plus 320. Because Kelce is like minus 140 to score in the game tonight.
Oh, it's crazy. I know.
I'm not surprised by that number.
Yeah, guy, right.
I mean, they're not going to make Travis Kelce in this spot plus 120. Everybody in the world will be betting that.
Okay, what do you expect tonight? Amazon has selected DraftKings as the Thursday night football sponsor.
That's big.
They will have DraftKings odds. Put stuff in the live pregame with DraftKings and have Thursday night football themed offerings, including same game parlays on the DraftKings app.
I think it's very cool.
Now, yes. Now, how will they go about this, though? That's what I want to get into. God forbid you actually have someone on who works with the company or is a sports bettor, or you can talk about the
actual
app,
numbers,
the app and the numbers,
app.
Right? Because ESPN is, not a bad job by ESPN. But at least they're the one that they really get into it, and they'll throw props at somebody, like on the NBA, like a Jalen Rose or something. Hey, what do you think about Harden over this? And
right.
They'll run through the numbers. But God forbid you actually throw it back to headquarters, and they kick it around DraftKings people or you have someone on who knows what they're talking about. I mean, do I really want Richard Sherman talking about a prop tonight? I mean, it just, you know.
Unless he did his research on it, right?
Yeah.
And to tell you why somebody's going to go over 30 and a half yards or stay under or whatever. I mean,
what do you think? Tony Gonzalez on the prop? I mean, what do you
get? Well, you're going to get nothing there, obviously. You could have Fitzy actually kind of have fun with it because he's a good personality and a good character. But I would say this. I mean, I hope they actually at some point have somebody on from DraftKings. Like
they should. A
Johnny Avello or somebody like in that area that works on the props.
Hey, Mitch.
And have you explain this. Because what, did Mike Palm bring this up on the air yesterday or off the air about Adam Schefter on Monday night?
That was Brian Rogers off the air, and he made a great point.
Okay, Brian Rogers.
They're trying to do it Monday. He works here. They're trying to do that Monday, and Adam Schefter.
I was watching it live.
I didn't know that.
I could not believe the words that came out of his mouth.
So he's doing like a live promotion for like a sports book?
Yes, and he goes, he's on his phone, and he goes right before the game kicks off, he goes, okay, here are the latest betting splits, and he runs down all the numbers, and he goes, well, whatever that means.
Yes.
No, I don't.
He's running stuff down about what the public's betting, percentage of tickets and stuff, and maybe a prop. Well, whatever that means.
Yeah.
I mean, money well spent then if I'm that sports book.
Right. And he totally poo-poos it. Like, we don't want that on the broadcast. We want bring on somebody from DraftKings and they can explain what that means, or they can, you know, go over some trends or some angles, popular bets on props for individual players. That would be great. That would be awesome if Amazon Prime would be open to that.
Sorry. Why would he? It's like me. You asking me to fix a car. I mean, Schefter's out of his element.
Oh, no, yeah.
You can't just sit there and you have to get a crash course like you're cramming for an exam.
Right.
But that's where people should, you should talk to the
honestly,
to the
experts. You know, if a former player would do the research on this, and I'll tell you, Mike Pritchard is a former player and is a VSiN host, and I talked to him off the air yesterday about the Monday night game, and he actually brought up something that I never heard anybody say. McManus has a huge ego for the Broncos. And he wants his name to go. The Pro Football Talk had a story about this 3 years ago. He wants the record. This is before Justin Tucker broke it. He explained back then. He goes, I grew up, you know, watching this sport. I'd love to have my name attached to the all-time record. And Mike said, why would you as a kicker tell them get to the 46? I'm good. Why would you not say get to the 35?
Right, right.
It's because he wants his name associated with like a 64-yard kick.
Yeah.
So that's a former player paying attention, doing all the work. And you could actually, like, look, I played the position, right? They could say, and without McDuffie tonight, here's why Josh Palmer's going to have a big game. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Bam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That could be the angle.
Right. Jeff Siegel's on tomorrow to give out horse racing picks.
Right.
Now, that's like, you know, you're not going to ask me for picks. I mean, that's why I don't understand why it's, if you're the sponsor and you're paying the money, you should have their people on. It's like, I don't want to hear Tony Gonzalez's thoughts on a Patrick Mahomes prop.
Mm-hmm. But I will say this about the DraftKings app and the website. If you click on any game, if you just go to the NFL side, right, and click on any game, like, for example, the Chiefs-Chargers game tonight, and you click on stats, they have five different tabs up. Preview, player, stats, betting trends, and standings. The amount of info that you can find on I can't believe a sportsbook actually offers this. I think it's unbelievable that DraftKings does this. If you click on players and go down, they are going to track with the player props right next to it, how often that player has gone over or under that number, that exact number, you know, in the games played throughout the year. So like in week 8, let's say Clyde Edwards-Helaire rushing prop is 37.5. They will tell you he's like 4-3 to the over so far this year. Yeah. And they do it for a bunch of players. It is phenomenal that they are offering this stuff.
Good job.
We will run down the biggest college moves of the week, line moves and totals, coming up here on Follow the Money.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All season long, Bet Rivers is your go-to book, all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, player props, and more great house specials. Every week, Bet Rivers has the great specials to help you win big. I recommend the house specials. Cheer on your favorite teams. What's the soup du jour? And your favorite players with Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game.
Oh, that's the soup of the day. That sounds good. I'll have that. This is a good tweet.
I lost Bobby Farrelly's number. You got... We missed Bobby. Bobby came to town. We missed him. He signed up for the contest. Yeah. He didn't even reach out, Bobby.
Come on,
Bobby, and put me in one of your movies.
I think that's the reason why he's not reaching out, is the how petty you are, begging to be in a movie with him.
I've been waiting for the script.
I don't deal with this crap anymore.
I asked for the script.
Yeah. He didn't give it to you. Maybe that's a sign, eh?
No, he says he would.
This is a good tweet from David on our conversation about DraftKings now being the official sponsor with the NFL on Amazon Prime. Al Michaels is doing the game, of course.
Yes.
And David points out he's finally going to be able to openly talk about bets. He should be able to, yeah.
If he doesn't bet, and I think he does, he's well aware of the point spread, side and total.
Yep.
So giddy up.
So maybe they'll just, you know, and I know.
Ask him what he'll do in play.
That's what I'm saying, right. I'm okay. If they leave it up to Al to handle all the betting stuff, that'd be awesome. I would love that. That'd be terrific.
Yep. Excellent. All right, what do you think? Biggest line moves, college football. Brad Powers coming up in 10 minutes with his picks. UNLV, what happened here? Have they turned over a new leaf? They're favored now against North Texas. Open a one-point dog up to 3 in a total, 54.5 up to 59. Can you back the Rebels?
No, in fact.
In there against Cal.
Yeah, they did, actually. Could have won. They had chances to win that game. I'm very close to pulling the trigger on the other side and taking the 3 points with North Texas.
All right.
Because maybe. Maybe UNLV wins 5 or 6 games this year. I still doubt it, but I think 3 looks pretty sexy with the Mean Green.
All right. Georgia, South Carolina. Look at the total. 48. And now it's up to 54. 55 in some spots. I don't think Arkansas did whatever they wanted. And I know you like Arkansas. But now Bennett played. In week one against Oregon.
Okay, so how many points do you think Spencer Rattler can get against Georgia?
Well, is it a blowout?
I'm assuming yes, because they're favored by so many points.
Yeah.
So can they put up 14 to 17 points?
Yes.
Because it felt like there was like a handshake deal last week in the Georgia game. Like, we're going to get out to this gigantic league and we're just going to coast, right? The foot's going to come off the gas in the second half.
Uh-huh.
But Georgia's offense, I think, this year... we all realize probably is going to be much different than last year. And Stetson Bennett's down to like 15-1 to win the Heisman now.
Yeah.
But he's got weapons in his tight. They're awesome on offense. Awesome.
Yep.
So I'm not going to be surprised if you know, Georgia goes out there and scores in the 40s in this game
probably,
on their own.
Yeah, probably will. Right. Okay. UAB over 49 up to 56.5.
That's a big total. Whoa. Yep.
Different kind of UAB this year. Liberty Wake under 67.5 down to 62.5. Worlds are colliding here. You know, Liberty, Louisiana, they've been good under teams going back, but Wake, you know, with getting Hartman back, now they're saying some under money there, under move. Georgia Southern shocked the world, 15-1 in some spots on the money line to beat Nebraska last week, 49.5 up to 56.5. Saturday night.
Well, by the way, yep. What's the letdown spot there for that program?
Well, Chris Felica had a good tweet about that, too. Not specifically that game, but, you know, it's fair because of what happened last week. But there are three teams. It's Washington State. Let me get it here because it's a good angle. App State, Marshall, and Washington State, each one outright, as 17-point dogs last week, and now they're laying double digits. Apparently they've done well, though. You would expect the letdown to happen, though. Wouldn't you?
Kind of, yes.
That's night and day.
Yeah.
Especially in App State. They're running down the streets. They're coming out, party time,
right? The way that they're celebrating
after
the game.
Not only do you have to win, you got to do it by margin now.
I do think that the Wazoo letdown spot is massive. Because now they go and play. Yeah. Again, they're like Colorado State, I can't get over that game. They were bet up from 5-14, and they're trailing 34-0. But it's Jay Norvell as the head coach here. So can you envision them going to... You know, Pullman and winning the game outright.
Right. And they're under money in that game. 57.5 down to 52.5. What do you think Saturday night? Washington at home to Michigan State.
It's a great game.
Yeah, it is. 54.5 up to 58. A little sailgating going on.
Well, and let me check the latest number on that game, too, because Washington got out to 3.5 during the week. And they've been great. Look at the competition. That's still the number now, 3.5 at many spots. You want to talk about a step up in class? They're going to go from Kent State and Portland.
Right.
To play in Michigan State?
Yep. Good job, though. Good job playing this game.
Oh, I agree.
Right. Pac-12 does it. Big Ten does it. The Michigan-Washington game was canceled the COVID year.
Mm-hmm.
And then Washington went to Michigan last year. It didn't work out.
Yeah, they got destroyed.
Tennessee under 71.5 down to 66. That's risky business in a Tennessee game. NC State, Texas Tech, 59.5 down to 55. Tech won with the backup quarterback last week and beat Houston. Then we'll see. NC State played a low-scoring game against East Carolina first time out.
Can I give you a couple of games where the point spread and the total just kind of make me laugh?
Okay.
Think about this. Wisconsin is laying 37.5 at home to New Mexico State. The total is 46.
Oh, mama. It's like the Hawaii-Michigan.
Yeah. So if Wisconsin covers, like, what's the New Mexico State team total overall for this game? Like, I mean, realistically speaking. They can't allow more than a touchdown.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be it. And they might not. I mean, they might shut this team out. But then are they going to score like 38 points to cover the number? And then even one that might be, what do you think of this? Iowa against...
Oh,
have you seen this? They play Nevada.
I don't want to.
I don't want to watch the game, I'll tell you that.
Iowa plays Nevada.
Nevada. So, yes. And Iowa's at home. They're laying 23.5. The total is 39.5. Why?
Oh.
I don't think I've ever seen that before in college football, where the total is below 40 and a team is laying more than 21 points.
They have 14 points on the season, Iowa.
Yeah. What if they score 10 against Nevada, win 10-0?
Then it's time to fire people.
Yes, it is.
Yep. And if you can't move the ball against Nevada. Texas State, Baylor over 47 up to 53.
Baylor team.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Tough spot. And I'm looking forward to BYU Oregon, by the way. And Syracuse, +3 down to pick, and the total 62 down to 59.
Good start for that program.
Yep. Some of the movers and shake. I do like Ole Miss. 13 up to 16. They take on Georgia Tech. Kiffin isn't saying who's playing quarterback, but this is supposed to be the start we gave out along with Drew Butler, the win total over 7.5. They could be 6-0 to start. So, one other game. Alabama, how do they respond? They're laying 49.5 against Louisiana Monroe. And Saban was asked about, well, you should name your score. You're taking on a lousy opponent. Here's what he had to say.
But, you know, that's your opinion on quality of opponent, all right? It's not mine. I respect all the people that we play, and I respect winning and what you have to do to win. All right, so, and every player should not be focused on who they're playing against relative to their motivation, but every player should want to be the best player they can be. So why would it matter whether we're playing Texas or playing somebody else? That's how you get good. That's how you develop the right habits. That's how you're consistent.
Yeah, good answer. And other than the Citadel game, when they were tied at the half, they usually come out and it's over in the second quarter.
Right, right. So definitely something to keep an eye on here with this Alabama game. They're laying 49.5. The first half total clear or point spread is going to be to the moon.
Yep.
But they have been so good at covering these first halves. And then let's say they get out to a 35-0 lead at halftime. Books have adjusted now a little bit for this over the years because the MO for Saban and the Crimson Tide then is to take the foot off the gas. And when it comes to the total, it just completely dies. We saw that against Utah State. It was, 41-0 at halftime?
Mm-hmm.
And the second half total was 24.5. And they scored 14 points right away, and then that was it.
That was it. Shut it down. He is unbelievable at chewing clock, but not scoring.
Yes.
And running the score up.
Yep.
Like first down, punt.
Mm-hmm.
And make it. How about the other side of the coin? What does Texas do now? They take on Texas San Antonio,
mm-hmm.
who's off back-to-back overtime games. And they beat Army on the road in overtime. After they blew that game against Houston to start. So, and then they have to come after they blew the game. Well, the officials had a reason why they lost, too. But they're laying 12.5.
And I'm in tight.
That backup quarterback has got noodle arm.
Oh, yeah.
And there's just nothing downfield. He can't throw the ball.
What a drop off when Ewers went out of the game. That opened up 14. I was looking right at it on the app. I never pulled the trigger, though.
That's a good game.
Down to 12.5.
Yeah. It's not a good card. There's only a couple. BYU Oregon's a big.
I think.
Take a peek at that. Take a peek at BYU schedule if they
BYU
win.
BYU might be able to win that game.
I'm sure. And to beat Baylor without your two top wide receivers?
All right, here we go. Time for the pro tip of the hour here. You mentioned it earlier in win-lose. You had it yesterday. Always take a peek at fading teams that clinch their division or a playoff spot the night before.
And if it's a day game. That's a
big one.
Because you're out, you're celebrating, you're going to sit guys. Yes.
You had the rocking chair winner last night with the Diamondbacks.
Yep, never in doubt.
3-run shot in the bottom of the 10th. There you go. That's the pro tip for the hour. We do it on every single hour, so that means at least 20 every single day, and they're available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com. You can sort them by sport and by show. Brad Powers, his best college football bets of the weekend next.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. First, your hometown sportsbook. First, your hometown sportsbook. First, your hometown.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.